Good afternoon with Family Life News. I'm Bob Price. Plans in the works for another coronavirus stimulus bill. Next week, the U.S. Senate votes on a targeted relief package for small businesses impacted by the pandemic.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says certain sectors of our economy cannot hold out much longer without federal intervention. President Trump says the House Speaker's the key, and right now she won't budge.
You know who I'm negotiating against? Nancy Pelosi, because she doesn't want to give the money. We should have stimulus. This was not our people's fault. This was China's fault. And she's penalizing our people.
The president accuses the House Speaker of playing politics with the pandemic with just 18 days to go before the election. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin continue their closed-door talks today. Nearly 20 million Americans have already voted in the election. That's according to the United States Election Project at the University of Florida. When it comes to mail-in voting, 9 million ballots have been returned, almost 5 million by Democrats, more than 2 million by Republicans. Drug maker Pfizer said today that mid-November is the earliest that it can have a COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna said November 25th is the earliest that it will have one available. Coronavirus cases are spiking in the southern tier, and now New York is taking action.
Some parts of the southern tier are seeing higher than usual COVID cases. Governor Cuomo's office will reportedly be sending state testing crews to the region on Monday. As of late last night, there's reportedly a plan to set up a drive-through COVID-19 testing site at the town of Allegheny Fire Hall. Testing is expected to be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to all Cattaraugus County residents Monday through Saturday. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania's 14 state-owned universities could look a lot different next year. Merger talks are underway due to funding cuts and declining enrollment. Each campus would stay open, but faculty and staff would be shared. Bloomsburg, Mansfield, and Lock Haven would be part of one conglomerate of colleges. And the one-time popular soft drink Tab will soon be no more.
Coca-Cola introduced it in 1963, its first Diet Cola that became a pop culture icon in the 1970s and early 80s. The Atlanta-based company will stop making Tab years after its market share dropped to almost nothing. Coca-Cola kept the brand going for decades to appease devoted customers known as Tabaholics.
That's Jim Crisula in Atlanta. This is Family Life News.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life weather forecast. It's going to stay cloudy in many areas, and there'll still be some rain or showers around. Farther west, the clouds will break for a little sun with just a spot shower. High temperatures in the upper 40s to the middle 50s. For tonight, we'll see some starlight, but there could be a stray shower, even a wet flurry later tonight over the high ground of southwest New York. There'll be some patchy late-night fog and frost. Low temperatures mainly 30s. For tomorrow, a fair amount of sunshine, crisp in the 50s. Some sun milder Sunday reaching the 60s, though there could be a couple of showers later in the day and at night over western New York.
All right, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center. We're very near 50 degrees across New York and Pennsylvania right now. It's 48 Clark Summit, 47 in Jamestown, 49 Syracuse, and an even 50 in Williamsport. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.